If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Seth Meyers here. Last week we had Chris Evans on our show to talk about the new civic engagement website he co-founded, astartingpoint.com. After I spoke with Chris, I had more questions about the site's background and mission, so we asked Chris and his co-founder, Mark Kasten, to come on the Late Night Podcast to go deeper about their project. Here's my conversation with Chris and Mark. So, Chris, you were on the show last week, and we talked about this new endeavor that you started with Mark Kasten. Mark, it's so nice to speak to you as well.
Thanks, Ed. Likewise.
So since you're here, we have both of you. Tell us a little bit about it, and then I'll ask you guys some questions.
Sure. Well, it's called The Starting Point. It's a civics engagement project that Mark and I have been working on for a few years now. Designed, well, there's multi-functions. We hope that it ultimately creates engagement, participation. You know, the more people are involved in the political process, we think, the better.
I think one of the things you told me on the show, Chris, is that sometimes when you're watching cable news, you have a lot of talking heads who are interrupting each other. You have provided a platform for our elected leaders to speak without interruption. Mark, was that one of the things that drew you to this idea?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the idea evolved. And originally, it really had one function, which is, well, the idea was to demystify government and to be able to inform without having other people's narrative injected in it. So it started around that. And then it evolved into these two other sections, which were Daily Points and Counterpoints. But we always kind of held true to the idea of how do we use our knowledge and experience in media and audience, but then take our voice out of it. And so, you know, that idea, that's really what has kept us engaged and kind of been our North Star, which is, you know, just make sure that the electorate can be closer to the folks who elected them.
How long have you two known each other?
Mark and I met in the end of 2009, because it was the very beginning of 2010. Mark directed me in a movie called Puncture, the beginning of 2010, and we've just been buddies ever since. And Mark is just a very, he's very type A, you know, he's actually, you're one of like the most organized, messy guys I know. You know what I mean? Like you are so, like Mark just gets things done, but in a very like hurricane type way. But he's only happy when he has about 15 balls in the air. And he's just really good at getting things on their feet.
And Mark, having known Chris for a decade, were you surprised when he called you with an idea and that idea was sort of an online political dictionary, or is that what you had come to expect from him?
No, well, you know, it's funny is people don't really realize that Chris doesn't know many other people.
Oh, right. I see.
I only have like two friends and one is my mom.
Actually, he called me because he realized, you know what, Mark might call me back. And so we started there. And then once that happened, I wasn't actually. In fact, to be honest, Chris, you know, has called about a few things over the years and we have a few things that we're working on. And this one in particular, I just kind of, in fact, he's blamed me throughout the process. You didn't give up. Like, why the hell you forced me to do this? I'm like, no, you had the idea. But I was so inspired, not just by the idea, but honestly, it literally is a part of Chris's voice and his personality that people probably don't see. And so, you know, what's really cool is when you get to exercise an idea that actually maximizes somebody's intellect. And that's what this kind of did with Chris's idea. So once I kind of was, well, I have to make sure we get this done, man, because how do we not realize this thing where you have something to say and you have actually a part to play and something that the world could use? We could truly be of service with using what you built and where you also could grow into. And so, yeah, I got really inspired.
So obviously the whole project, the purpose would have been defeated if you could not get both parties to participate, because you're trying very hard to, you know, present without editorializing. And I assume that Republicans were more wary of this. You know, even in your opening trailer, you hear a Republican on the phone saying that they've been burned by Hollywood in the past. You know, I live in New York, so I don't know anything about that. But did you feel like that was an important breakthrough? And how did you go about gaining the trust of the people that were going to participate?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when we went, we had three people the first time and one Republican, Lisa Murkowski. I don't know. She probably thought it was something else. I don't know why she showed up.
I don't even know how we got her. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. In fact, people, I think we said it in the video, people literally thought it was a bot. And actually, some folks who work for us now that used to work for Republican members of the House said that when they got it, they, I don't know, can you swear on this podcast?
Yeah, you can swear on this podcast.
They said they read it the first time. And they said no. They said they read it the second time. They said hell no. And they said they read it the third time. They said no, stop bringing this stupid to me. And so that's kind of what we had to battle, right? And
there was some pushback. Yeah.
Yeah, but we did it by just honestly asking more questions and telling people what we wanted from them. Lisa helped. And anytime someone asked us, we said, please tell someone that Chris isn't here to vilify you on Twitter. And by not doing that, they said yes. And then honestly, Cory Booker asking Tim Scott to do it, that really helped and helped put us over the top in the first. I think it was it the first trip, Chris, or was it the second trip? I don't remember.
Yeah, the first trip. I think it might have been the second trip, but I can't remember.
And then quickly we filled up, and now it's a real even mix, which is cool.
I like the idea that Chris is actually too famous to be believable as someone who would email a congressman.
Yeah, I'm bot status. Like, if you get an email from me, there's a chance it's a bot.
Yeah, it's a weird situation where it's almost like, Mark, I think this might be better if you ask.
Well, by the way, that is true. We have thought about that because, you know, and this is a testament to Chris, but the reason we're friends is we're like blue collar artists, you know, we're basic people. And so when you start having a conversation, sometimes you don't realize, or at least I don't, maybe because I'm more naive, the effect you're having may not necessarily help you just by trying to talk to someone directly. So, I mean, and to be fair, between our other partner, Joe Chiani, and a bunch of people who work for us, they're really the ones that made sure that people would take us seriously in the beginning. You know, Joe went and used a lot of his personal relationships to ask people to give us a shot. So that none of this would have happened without that. And then we have a few other folks that maybe we shouldn't name because they seem to get really embarrassed, who we used to work at DC, who we hoodwinked. In fact, the person on the phone that you hear Chris like trying to convince or being ridiculed, we eventually hired her. Screw it, Kaylin, we eventually hired her. And she kind of holds us accountable and helped people, you know, like any of us do in our business, helped other people believe us, or at least give us a shot to be believed.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There is something to be said for the fact that I think when people think about celebrities getting involved in sort of civic-minded things like this, that they also are just maybe a little bit in love with the camera. Chris, based on my time on the website, you are not on camera at all, to your credit.
No.
You really are showing up with a camera crew and standing behind the camera, allowing politicians to give their take on different issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those people who kinds of turn off when I hear someone that I may not deem qualified tell me how I should think or feel about politics, you know? So I knew that wasn't my lane, and that wasn't the goal, you know. So I mean, I think, yeah, Mark, what we, this, out of like 170 some odd people we interviewed, I think I interviewed like 162 of them personally. So
no, 169. I did one. I know I did two.
Yeah, you did two, actually.
Yeah, you were in the bathroom for one, and then one you had to go for.
I believe, yeah. So yeah, I was present for all these interviews, but yeah, the goal is to keep me out of it. You know, we use me where we need me, you know, to try and convince people to do it and then to try to convince people to go check it out. But beyond that, we wanted to remove my perspective, my opinions from the mechanism completely, because who gives a what I think, really?
Well, I will say that's both very humble for you to say, and I will say there are very few celebrities that aim for present but invisible. So I do tip my cap to that.
Man, that's going to be the title of my book, Present But Invisible.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just quoting you back.
I don't know, can we steal that? Two things could come out of this. I don't know if you have if anybody listens, but if nobody listens to the podcast, I'd A, like to have nobody know that Chris isn't in the website, and then B, like to steal that term, present but invisible.
Yes, please. I should note, because Chris, let's be honest. I mean, I don't take it personally because I believe this is across the entire platform. Chris, you don't love being on talk shows.
No, I like being on your talk show, and that's the truth.
That's very kind of you to say.
That's the truth. That's not just my time in D.C. talking. I'm not just giving the political answer. I really, really do enjoy it. You're always my favorite.
I will say we're also taking advantage. This is both a podcast, but we are doing it on Zoom, so it's nice to look at each other. And, you know, some of us are enjoying some adult beverages because it's the end of the day, and it's nice to be talking in our natural state, the way we'd like to be having a conversation.
That's right. When are we going to do one of those shows? Don't you do those shows where you get boozed up? Come on. When are we doing one of those?
Yeah, we do day drinking.
Day drinking.
I always worry about doing day drinking with anyone from New England. I feel like we don't have the insurance.
It'll turn into night drinking. It'll turn into tomorrow drinking.
Are there any politicians that you weren't aware of that you were, you know, I don't want to venture into dangerous territory of saying who you were impressed by, because again, you're not trying to pick favorites, right? Are there people that you appreciated hearing from that maybe you would not have known anything about had they not participated?
You know who I really loved, and she's kind of blown up this year too, was Katie Porter.
Yeah,
she was great, man. I didn't know much about her, and she came in and just nailed her interview, just knocked it. So affable and open, direct, coherent, just everything I would have hoped. You know, I'd been just spending 10 minutes with her, I was like, "Yep, you're a leader, and I will follow you."
And you know what's funny about that is when we started right after a bunch of the people in this freshman congressional class was elected.
Right.
And Chris, you know, you have honestly more experiences than me. I don't know if you were surprised, but I was shocked at how nervous some of the people were, because we were on their turf. We shot in the Capitol, and they gave us a nice little corner recording studio. And some of them, especially the first people, some of them would say, "I'm new at this, you know, and I won't say who," and which was kind of very sweet. Katie Porter came in like a law professor and just took us to school. Like, she'd been working for 4 months. She'd been there.
Well, it's interesting. I always feel like this is true of politicians on my show who were at some point in their life teachers, or authors who've been on my show who are teaching now. Teachers are incredibly good at rounding off an answer quickly. And one of the things, to give credit to your site again, is you give people 1 minute. And that is a really nice amount of time to tell a politician they have to talk. Because when I have them on my show, and this is a nonpartisan criticism of politicians, they will talk as long as they can until you make them stop.
Oh, believe me, when we said a minute, they made it seem like I offered them 5 seconds. They were like, "A minute? What can we do with a minute?"
How do you let them know a minute is up? Do you have a light?
We did. Mark would sit behind the camera and give a little, you know, 10-second signal, 5-second, try and wrap it up. Some people were very conscious of that. Some people did not give a f-.
Yeah, I think that is what I've found in my time talking to politicians. I really appreciate what you guys do with the site. Thank you so much for making time for our podcast. This has been our first COVID podcast interview, and I really hope they all go this well. Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. Take care, pal.
Thanks, Ed. Likewise.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.